Nolte, more polls show no post-convention bounce for Kamala's awful presidential campaign. By John Nolte on August 28, 2024. Sitting Vice President Kamala Harris got no bounce whatsoever coming out of her disastrous convention last week. Last month, between July 19 to 22, Yahoo polled 1,178 registered voters and found the race tied between former President Trump and cackly McNever Border Czar. 46-46%. The latest YouGov poll shows Harris actually lost a point against Trump after her convention. Please note the dates of that Yahoo poll. His fraudulency Joe Biden dropped out of the race in the middle of that poll on July 21. On Tuesday, this same pollster released a poll of 1,194 registered voters taken between August 22 to 26. Five of those days are post-DNC, and found Harris only up by a single point, 47-46%. Related, Kamala's husband claims she takes coward's head on while she ducks Fox debate with Trump. To understand just what bad news this is for Comrade Kamala, it is crucial to understand everything that has happened in her favor between those polls. Backed by billions and billions of free corporate media propaganda, all of Hollywood, and all of social media, Harris has enjoyed the greatest launch of any presidential candidate in history. The media have not even pressured her to sit down to interview for the job. In addition to all that invaluable media cheerleading, Harris staged a four-day infomercial known as a presidential convention that ended with media gerbils like NLAL's Jake Tapper sacrificing his self-respect to publicly dry-hump her speech. Additionally, although he has since righted the ship and is currently running his most disciplined campaign yet, Trump struggled to find a line of attack against Kamala, which is to be expected when the opposing team throws the board game on the floor and demands a do-over. My point is that Kamala had it as good as she's ever going to have it. She had it that good for more than 6 weeks, and the polls have not budged. Listen, no one in the corporate media dares say it, so I will. Kamala is running a terrible campaign. I'm not saying she cannot win, but all of her current success is based on only two things. 1, corporate media cheerleading and 2, hatred for Trump. Kamala herself is doing nothing right. Her Jew hatred and her party's Jew hatred forced her to choose pathological liar Tim Stoll and Valerie Waltz, the governor of a non-swing state, over Josh Shapiro, the governor of the must-swing-swing state of Pennsylvania, where Trump holds a tight but stubborn lead. Kamala could live to regret her bigoted snub of Shapiro in the same way Hillary Clinton remains haunted by never campaigning in Wisconsin. Voters correctly see Kamala's refusal to sit down for a media interview for what it is. A chicken shit move by someone unprepared to be president, more on this below. Related, leftist admits Kamala, Biden sold out the working class, paving the way for Trump. Beyond the cultish feels of joy and baby murder, she refuses to lay out a policy vision for the future. What are her plans? No one knows. This is not sustainable, but she has no other choice. Her policy positions over the last two decades are beyond radical. Strip everyone of their private health insurance through Medicare for all. Open the border, deliver amnesty to up to 30 million illegal Democrats. Ban fracking, release violent criminals from jail. Defund the police, give free health care to illegals while Americans get raped by Obamacare premium costs. And impose a mandate for electric vehicles that will probably never be ready for prime time. Her only other option is back off these policies, but she can't for fear of 1. Being accurately labeled a flip-flopping liar and 2. Having to explain her sudden desire to become a Republican. Now the campaign begins. The sugar highs of the last 6 weeks are over. No more announcements, no more conventions, just gut check after gut check out there on the trail and in the two debates, which coward Kamala is looking to weasel out of. By far, though, she just made her biggest mistake on Tuesday. Refusing to sit down alone for this Friday night interview with CNN chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash steps right into the most damaging narrative surrounding her. The fact she cannot survive off script or handle any pressure. Bringing Waltz along with her like he's her support pet. What a dumb, dumb move. Add to that her looking to squirm out of the debates and she is making the biggest error a politician can make. Confirming her opponent's most damning narrative. Kamala has more wind at her back than any politician in history. But she's still blowing it. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.